Houthi rebels are marching on the coastal city of Aden after taking control of Yemen's capital Sana'a and the central city of Taiz. Speaking from Egypt, Foreign Minister Riyad Yassin urged the international community Wednesday to support President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi, who has fled his last stronghold.
The enemies of Yemen are not only the Houthis, Abdullah Saleh and Iran, but also time. It is not in our favor. I am saying that a fast intervention could still save Yemen from a civil war or a takeover by Iran, which would make it an Iranian land next to Saudi Arabia in control of the Bab al-Mandab Strait. It is less costly to intervene now. Once they take over Yemen, it will be difficult to remove them.
Shia Houthi rebels are from the far north of Yemen and enjoy little support in the rest of the country. Their campaign is raising concern, especially among Sunni Muslim tribes in Yemen and neighboring Sunni-dominated Saudi Arabia. But backed and armed by Iran, they now appear poised to take control of the whole country. Al-Qaeda-linked jihadists in Yemen consider them heretics and could use the unrest to expand their own influence in the region.
These are terrorists who want very much to strike outside of Yemen. So this has been our focus. And although we have withdrawn our remaining personnel in Yemen, make no mistake, the United States of America retains the ability to conduct counter-terror operations anywhere in the world.
Meanwhile, another terrorist group, Islamic State, has claimed last week's bombings in two Yemeni mosques that killed 137 people. With the departure of President Hadi, the West would lose an important ally in fighting terrorism in the region. An international effort is underway to find a negotiated settlement before the situation spins out of control.
The Houthis' actions have consistently undermined Yemen's transition. Recent actions are but the latest in a series of violent actions perpetrated by the Houthis since they overran Sana'a, took over government institutions, and attempted to govern by unilateral decree.
Aden is a port city at the entrance to the Red Sea. Thousands of ships pass by it on their way to other Red Sea ports and the Suez Canal in the north. Saudi Arabia launched airstrikes against Houthi positions late Wednesday, and the peaceful settlement looks increasingly elusive. Zlatica Ho, VOA News, Washington.